Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, number one rated sports talk radio station in the city. The great little 2 hours that we get, Steak and Sandra, doing this a while. It's the Steakhouse. Thanks so much for being with us and joining us now. Great friend of the show. He's the manager of the Atlanta Braves. He's Brian Snitker, and he joins us from Mesa, Arizona. Is that right?
That's it.
A little stopover on your way to the West Coast. So thanks so much for being with us. And Brian, hope you had a good, 5-6 weeks in Florida, right?
Yeah. No, it was great. Everything's went about as good as you could do it. You know, I think the guys are they're about spring trained out about now, so yes. They're ready to get going. And it's been a really cool last couple of days here, coming out to Scottsdale and playing the Cubs, and you know, we've had a lot of fun with that too.
I'm going to ask you for a second, big picture, 30,000 feet, about your legacy. I know you probably don't want to talk too much about it, but you are going to be of the age when Bobby Cox finally walked away from the Braves. He was 69 years old. You'll be 70 in October. Your 10th season managing the Atlanta Braves. Do you ever think about the legacy? It's been a decade now. A guy that spent, you know, 30-something years in every walk of the Braves organization and you know, do you ever sit back and think how wild it is that now you're entering your 10th season running this ball club?
Yeah, I do. I took a walk the other day around the park there in Northport in our complex and kind of reflecting on things. And, you know, you sit in your chair sometimes and wonder, you know, number one, where'd the time go? And, I do that, and you know what? I've been blessed to be with such a great organization, and to have a family that's allowed me to do this.
When you were, I asked Mike Smith when he got the Falcons job, did you always dream about being a head coach? He said, I always said, be a great linebacker coach, be a great D-back coach, be a great defensive coordinator, and life takes care of itself. Is that the feeling you had all those years in the minors or in the majors as a base coach? Was being the manager the North Star, or was it, I don't have time to think about those things, I need to just do a great job every day?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know what? I took it a year at a time. I took it a day at a time. And, you know, you can get caught up looking at the big picture, and that's a lot of things that you can't control. So the thing I could control was my job that day. And then I kind of am looking at this right now. I mean, I think if you look ahead and all that, you're going to get lost in what you're supposed to be doing at the moment. So I've always been kind of just taking the day at a time type guy.
What's incredible is the fine line that life is, as you know, as we get older, or the three of us here talking, that there's so many instances, a different GM, guy that, you know, maybe wasn't a Brian Snitker guy, you could have been moved different places, you were moved different places, like all the things that had to happen for you to sit back and not only get 10 years, but win a World Series, be a legend in this town, which is what you are now, but so many things could have gone the other way along that road.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I didn't know actually when, you know, I've been through a few, like you said, general managers, different changeovers. You know, this last one, I didn't know Alex. He didn't know me. You know, we kind of been fortunate and, you know, I love the guy. I mean, it's everything that he brought here. But it could have went anyway, you know, and I was prepared for that. I understand that's how the game is and the business is. And, you know, it's just things could have just it could have taken a turn any number of times over my career. You know, all the recycles and everything that I've been through and whatnot. And it's just, you know what, sometimes I think just things are meant to happen.
Brian Snitker with us. Getting ready for the Braves to open their season against the Padres on Thursday.
Brian, how many spring trainings is this for you?
48.
Wow. Amazing.
I would assume you guys weren't eating as well. Probably didn't have a nutritionist, a chef, I don't know, 25 different people within, you know, taking care of you guys. Do you ever look at some of your guys and go, you know what it was like 40-something years ago in wherever?
Absolutely.
They wouldn't believe it, would they?
No, I said my My first 2 years, my locker was a hook on a wall. We used to stand on pallets when we took a shower so we'd be off the floor. I mean, you know, you'd find the buffets, so you just stuff yourself so you didn't, you know, you get through the game. And, you know what, though? Yeah, you wouldn't change a thing. Those were really good times, if you want to know the truth.
You know, you hear people that get extremely successful, top of their game, like you are, managing a major league team, flying private, best hotels in the world and everything else. Or you hear really rich guys be like, you know what? The journey there was absolutely as much fun, and in some cases more fun than actually getting there, the destination, because you don't know any better when you're on those buses or you're in those, you know, when you're at the Piccadilly cafeteria just loading up on carbs to say this will get me through the day.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's I reminisce with a lot of guys that I worked with, coached with. We talk about it all the time, how much fun we had back in the day and when things weren't that great. And like you say, there was a lot of long bus rides. There was, the hotels that had the window box air conditioners that you couldn't breathe when you woke up in the morning. And there's so much mold coming through those things. And, those were really good times. You know that? It's like when we had kids, I was married and had kids, we'd go into a town and Ronnie would go to a consignment store and buy a set of bunk beds and we'd sleep for the kids and we'd sleep on a mattress on the floor. And, you know, I'd get the master suite or whatever, because I had kids, and the pitching coach and the trainer would be in the other two bedrooms of the apartment. And, you know, there's no cell phone. I'll tell you what, it was pretty simple back then. There was no cell phones. I don't know how we made moves, quite honestly, which was probably a good thing. We couldn't make the moves in the minor leagues, so we were forced to leave the players there, and they learned how to play.
Right. Yeah, you're not shopping guys around in Double-A. You just hope they show up for work every day, and you assume they're there. Brian Snicker with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Ian Anderson trade, was that something you guys had been thinking about watching him through spring training? How did it eventually come to that? And obviously he leaves a bit of a legacy as well.
No, that had literally happened in the middle of the game that when he was pitching. I sent him inside and we took him out of the game. So you know what? I'm happy for Ian. You know what? It didn't look like he was going to make our club. I love that kid and what he meant to our organization and the person that he is. And he didn't have a great spring. I mean, we probably weren't going to be able to carry him. So I think this was a heck of a lot better than maybe having to set him down, tell him you're going to designate him. So I wish him nothing but the best. Like I say, there's not a finer young man on the face of the earth than Ian Anderson. And hopefully he can get things turned around out in L.A.
Brian Snicker with us live from Arizona on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brian, I heard Chipper talking on the broadcast about Jurickson and Profar, and he said the first guy that grabbed me when I got to camp was Profar, asking him about switch hitting, how did Chipper do it, and he was like, Chipper was so impressed. Can you tell us kind of behind the scenes what Profar's meant to spring training?
He's been unbelievable, I think. I mean, he's fit right in from day one. He's just got a great attitude. I mean, he's always smiling. He's a great teammate. I think he's going to be a really good add for us in our lineup. And when we get Ronald back, it's going to be really deep. And that lineup is, and he's been fun to be around. I mean, he loves to play. He loves to work. I think he's one of those guys. He's not going to get tired. He's going to get sleepy, you know, and I think he expects to play every day. He's, like I say, he's fit right in here. I mean, I haven't had or been around a kid from Curacao that wasn't just a wonderful person, and they're really bright and guys that just, you know, they appreciate everything they have and they love to play.
Brian Snicker with us as the Braves start their season on Thursday. A lot of the scuttlebutt or conversation nationally is Brian Snicker's number one job is to get Chris Sale and Spencer Strider to the postseason healthy, and doesn't matter what he does for 5.5 months. It sounds like a kind of a ridiculous narrative, and you know better than anybody that's not the way you can manage full time, but it is a different era. So when you see those two and think about those two and you hear that, what goes through your mind in terms of keeping them healthy all season?
Well, I think we did a really good job of that last year, and nothing we did was the result of, you know, Chris not being able to pitch. It was just a freak thing. I think we do a really good job of giving guys extra days, and I think that is important. You know, you got Chris at his age, and he got through so good. And last year, this is Spencer's first big league camp. As well as he did last year, I didn't even know what he looked like till he showed up in Atlanta. And it's going to be different. It's going to be new territory for him too, navigating, you know, this season. But we'll do everything we can to try and protect those guys and within reason. I mean, we still got to go out and win ball games but I think organizationally we do a really good job of taking care of these guys.
Yeah. How do you feel about Ronald? Obviously, everybody listening all over Atlanta, he's the babe, the boy. When do we see him doing his thing at Truist Park, in your estimation?
Yeah, you know what? I don't really know. We're not going to put timelines on things, because when you do that, then you got to, you know, it's like, well, then why didn't he meet this timeline? And he's doing good. I mean, he's there. He's getting a lot of game at bats. It's just the running, the cutting, the starting, the stopping are things that he's still training to be able to do. So when he's able to do that, then we're going to plug him in. And hopefully by the time he gets here, he's ready to go full bore. So, it's just one of those things that they're going to do things right. This is the second time. I think Ronald's had a great attitude all spring. He's been unbelievable. And he's working very hard and diligent. And we're going to love it when we get him. And, you know, hopefully it's sooner than later.
Let me follow up with that, Brian, because I heard you on Major League Baseball Network talking about you weren't sure if you were at a spring training for Major League players or for American Legion. And I thought that hit so hard. Is that something different for this group, that they're just having a blast together? Or is it like that all the time?
Yeah, it is like that all the time. These guys like to play baseball. I said, what a novel idea that they're having fun playing baseball. You know, I mean, they like to work. They enjoy the competing. I've never seen, and it's been like that for a while here, where these guys just, they enjoy the competition. And they're fun to be around. They make it fun for myself and the coaches, and just how hard they are and how dedicated they are to what they're doing.
Drake Baldwin remind you of anybody?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've been thinking about that. As a left-handed hitting catcher, Mac's got to come to mind. I mean, he's kind of advanced where he's at, just like Brian was. And this kid's been very impressive this spring. You know, we're going to start this thing up Thursday and see where it goes. But, man, he's had a nice camp, and he's done a great job with our pitchers. They like throwing to him. The throwing has been really good. I think Eddie's done a great job with him. He's a very impressive young man.
That'll be fun for you to watch him opening day at Truist. And, man, it's a special place when you're, a rookie in that situation and everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for that first at bat. We've seen them over the years. Hell, we've been here for Hayward and Francoeur and Freddie and all those guys. But he's going to have that moment when everybody's looking at him, in about a week and a half.
No, he is, and I think he's prepared for it. I mean, he's another one that, we've done a good job. We've developed him. He's went through the organization, played at all the levels, did some international play this winter, and he's a great young man. I mean, he's very bright. He's got a good baseball sense about him and willing to learn. He's in the dugout, between innings, talking with the pitcher, talking with Cranny, going over sequences, stuff like that. And he's a quick study. So I'm excited, just, like everybody else is going to be, when we see him get that first at bat here in San Diego in a couple of days.
All right, before you go, let's take, I know the relationships in baseball are some of the most special things, including Bobby and that relationship and history and everything else. I want you to pick a city. I want you to pick a restaurant, steakhouse, Italian, whatever. I think you're leaning those directions. You get to be with, I'll give you three or four baseball guys. Can't be Bobby, but maybe it's coaches. These aren't players. These are guys that worked alongside. Where are we going to dinner? Who's with you? What kind of night are we having? And are we, Are we telling Ronnie we're not going to be feeling good the next morning? Give us, what's the scenario?
You know what? I got a new go-to restaurant, too, and it's in Sarasota. Marcello's Italian is probably one of the greatest restaurants I've ever been at.
Wow.
This guy, Marcello, he cooks by himself for the restaurant. It is unbelievable to sit there and watch this guy and to watch him work. And the food is just phenomenal. You know, like three guys that I would probably like to be with. I'd love for Hank to be there because he always appreciated that good food and good wine. And you know, another guy that I've come to know, and it's really cool for me to talk to, especially in the wake of, you know, Bobby not being there, is Jim Leland. You know, right. I really enjoy nuzzling up to him. You know, it's really good baseball conversation. And the third guy, there's so many of them. I tell you,
one of your coaches from the last 10 years, only one gets to be at that table.
That'd be Walt.
Yep.
I mean, he's my rock, man. I'd love to experience everything I can with that guy. He's just the most wonderful person. And I always tell him I'd break out in hives every year at the end of the year when I see his name connected with a managing job. And I'd be calling him. It's like, you're not really going to leave, are you? And you know, it's just, I'd just be in a panic because he's so important to me.
That's good stuff. A nice little chicken marsala with Hank Aaron, Jim Leland, and Walt Weiss. So life is good. Hey,
there you go.
I hope the grandkids are doing great. I know they'll have fun this season, and your family as well. And thanks for coming on to start the year every year.
Well, I appreciate it. I always appreciate being with you guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck Thursday. That's Brian Snicker, the manager of the Braves, getting ready to kick off his 10th year as manager of this team. You know, all I can think about is
the menu at Marcello's. You're
going
to look at
there?
It right this second.
Well, no.
And know exactly what's happening.
How are we going to get there? How are we going to get to Sarasota?
That was great.
Guys in the kitchen does the whole deal. Wow. Thanks to Brian Snicker. Truly a gem for this city. We'll come back. Lots more to get to. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, thanks to Brian Snicker for joining us. It's unbelievable to have a baseball team. Well, I mean, listen, I've been here since the mid-90s, so I wasn't here in 91 and 92, but since 95, the amount of playoff games, Hall of Fame players, dramatic moments, world championships,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like this unbelievable run. Of an organization, and to have Brian Snicker in his 10th season, and like he's not going to throw guys under the bus, but you know, John Coppolello was ready to move him out for good. Frank Wren relegated him to the minor leagues after he was a third base coach, you know, for Bobby, mm-hmm. and then Frank Wren says, you know, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
He took a lot of slinging arrows, and you just keep, you know, it's just a great example of put your nose down and just keep working hard. And for young people, it's just like, dude, you know, we say it all the time. You don't learn anything from success. Like, your lessons are going to come from those hardships, you know, no question about it. And, you know, it's just the guy has now been at the top of his game for 10 years. Look at he's got 730 wins. He's got a world championship. He's got division titles, 100-win seasons. Alex Anthopoulos didn't know him from Boo. You know what you hear? Most GMs want their own guy in there, right? And what happened? Him and Alex have this incredible relationship, and Alex has never needed to go find a manager. So,
do you remember the narrative when Freddie Freeman went into Alex and said, we want Brian Snicker to remain? Like, there was this whole thing.
Yeah, he took over mid-season.
You go talk to Major League Baseball players throughout the league and ask them what they hear about Atlanta. And one of the first things you're going to hear is Brian Snicker is the ultimate manager.
Right.
It's not about the money for him. Go look at what Dave Roberts makes and it's never about the money. He is as good as it gets. He treats everybody with respect.
I hope you enjoy.
He's a tremendous guy.
Yeah, I mean, you get a chance to hear him a lot of places, I guess. But I don't think you get to hear a story like buying bunk beds.
Oh, that's amazing.
What did he say there? I was trying to understand.
It was a three-bedroom apartment where they put the coaching staff, and he would get the primary suite because he had kids and his wife with him.
Right. So they'd go and get a bunk bed, yeah, and they would sleep on the, he'd sleep on the floor or do whatever. And,
yeah.
Just, you can't replace guys that get that level of success older, as opposed to, and sometimes you can't blame 20-year-olds for behaving the way they do because they just have no perspective. And that's what Brian Snicker has. And by the way, this baseball team is going to be a fascinating year. I mean, you talk about loaded for bear, Strider coming back and Acuna coming back and Drake Baldwin in the mix and Jerkson Profar now to see what he's all about and Ozzie coming back and Olsen coming back. And
Michael Harris, breakout year. Let's, I mean, and by the way, keep an eye on where he is in the lineup, you guys.
And the rivalry of the Mets and Phillies.
Right, yep.
I mean, the Mets outspending the world other than the Dodgers to have Juan Soto in the division. It's an embarrassment of riches for the Atlanta Braves. And they've earned it. They've absolutely earned it for what's going on at the Battery, which is just, you know, spectacular also.
Yeah.
Just another
great job with Brian. Love him. Hey, Dukes and Bell, come hang with them this Friday from 2 to 7. They'll be at the Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, getting you all set for the weekend, previewing, of course, all the games, a chance to end your work week with Dukes and Bell this Friday, 2 to 7, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Speaking of going out, Stake, I'm super excited to come over. I just don't know what time you want me and Day-Day to show up for this Celtics, episode of Celtic City. So I'm looking at my text this morning, you guys,
what
and there's
time was
three
that?
Of us. It was around 8:05 a.m.
I just want to say I'm very flattered.
I know. Aren't you excited? We'll pick up some Gio's chicken, and we'll go over and hang with Steak.
That text was not meant for you.
Hey, the meeting's not going to be long. I was going to invite you to come over and watch the Larry Bird episode of Celtic City. Who are you going to dinner with? Mm-hmm. And so you send this to me and Day-Day.
Right. I have a buddy in town. And he has dinner plans because he thought I had something going on. So what did I say to him? I'll be done early, right?
This meeting's not going to take long.
Right.
Come over.
So
who are you going to dinner with?
Yeah. So come on.
I'm telling you.
So the Larry Bird episode's on. I figured we'll just grab a couple of pies and you come by the house. We'll watch the Bird episode on Celtic City. I have a buddy. I just got a new TV in the basement, and I was having a romantic night.
I guess.
Watching Celtic City.
It's very sexy. The Larry Bird episode.
Yeah.
You know, light some candles.
Is anybody...
Put on some sexy time music.
Here's what I'll say. Miss Kimberly, she clearly has nothing to worry about when it comes down to Mr. Shapiro.
Right,
this might be the saddest text I've ever read in my life.
Come sit in my basement and watch an HBO documentary about the Boston Celtics. Right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it's the Larry Bird episode.
You know, it's
what I've dreamed for. I've been waiting.
It's a flounder, man.
It's the Larry Bird.
Or something else. And I might add, can you imagine? You might have sent a real other, have you done this before? A text to the wrong person? Oh, whoop, there it is.
And nothing worse.
Nothing
than
worse.
That feeling when you realize. It's
There's something about when an athlete goes on SNL to host, right? I don't think there's been an athlete to do it better than Peyton Manning. Today, 18 years ago, the greatest short film skit of the United Way, Peyton Manning, premiered.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want to lose? All right, now, I'll kill a snitch. I'm not saying I have. I'm not saying I haven't. You know what I mean. Whatever. Kids in
the NFL and the United Way. Spend time with your kids so Peyton Manning doesn't.
So Peyton Manning ended up having, it looks with the Colts, this kind of roundtable of forum of people getting to ask questions. So he starts to begin to tell you behind the scenes of what was happening during that shoot.
I got to explain myself. People don't believe it. These footballs were Nerf footballs with the Nerf cut out. They were as light as a feather. But they put those sound effects with it. It looks like you were just knocking these kids out. And I remember the director said, Peyton, you're a charitable guy. This is a spoof the United Way. That's why it's going to be funny. But it's only going to work if you're all in. I mean, you got to whack these kids right in the head.
So he goes on to say the more and more they were shooting, and it was a long day, and he talks about there's all these kids and they're actors and all there. And he said, I just got more and more uncomfortable, and I finally told the director, I don't think I can do this.
I said, you know what? I just can't do it. I can't do it. I said, I will go up to the edge. This feels over the edge. I'm not comfortable. And he said, no problem. We don't have to do it. We don't want you to do anything out of your comfort zone. And right then, I cannot make this up, one of the parents of the child actors runs out onto the set and tells the director, I want him to hit my kid in the face. And I said, I will do it. I will knock your kid out. You know? So.
It's a really, really good, like, 10-minute video.
You know,
video.
God has been good to you when you not only have the genes of Archie Manning, but somehow you got the comedic chops.
Oh,
of
they're
just,
so good.
I mean, dude, that guy.
And Eli's the quiet assassin.
Oh, my
like,
God,
he's quiet.
Dude.
He's so funny.
I am transformed. That Manning cast, to me.
It's the only way to watch Monday Night Football for me.
Here's the best news as we go to break. The best news ever is that Bill Belichick will be hopefully off the Manning cast.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, right?
That one.
Because he's not following the league anymore. Now he's in Chapel. It's like, why are you giving Belichick that kind of play? Get him. We're done with him. Manning cast is so good. Eli Manning's so freaking funny, dude.
Yep.
I mean, it revolutionized, right?
Yeah. Y'all go watch that today just to laugh
I'll
at
tell you
a
this.
Little bit.
They'll do a million versions of Manning cast with other people. It'll never be as good as these two. Right?
Hey, ESPN's new campaign for the Masters, just quickly as we're going to break, this is the new version. Noah Kahan is the new voice of Georgia.
Wow. That's going to be good stuff.
I love it. We got to do our Calcutta. We got to talk about that.
The Masters highlights in the background. How
so
cool
good.
Is that going to be? All right, we'll come back. Three strikes and more on Sports Radio 92.9. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, Steak Shapiro, and Sandra Golden. Thanks so much for being with us. You want to do our big game tonight, you and Day-Day? I need a second to finish my three strikes. I have a good idea.
Hawks at Houston tonight, 8 p.m. Thanks, John Foy. Hawks are sexy. Keep on winning.
Yeah,
let's go.
Man. Yeah, looking like they can, looking for their fourth win in a row, I should say. But more importantly, they want to try to stay. Right now, they're currently a game and a half of over Orlando for the, they're the seventh seed. Orlando's the eighth seed. But in the division as well, we got the division lead. So trying to keep pace and, just kind of stay ahead of Orlando as we get ready for these playoffs.
So they're at Houston, at Miami, at Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a hell of a road trip.
Yeah, I'll say. They're not back here till April 1st with Portland in town.
So we're locked into the...
Well, we're not locked in. We're sitting in seventh right now.
Yeah, let's just say we get the 7 or 8 spot, right? Mm-hmm. That the 9 and 10 get eliminated. That who's in the 8th spot, by the way?
Orlando. So we could be potentially looking at a situation where, because, we've got those last two games with Orlando, but the last game is with Orlando. And if they respectively stay where they're at, we could be turning around and going right back to playing Orlando in the play-in.
Well, no, we don't play Orlando in the play-in. 9-10 play each other.
Right, 7-8. 7-8 got to play each other.
Oh, okay, you're right. Sorry. Yeah. And then you get to play at home if you lose. If you lose the game, you play the winner at 9-10 at home.
Correct, yeah.
You win the game, you're in. You lose the game, you're still playing at home.
Yeah, win, you're
Thank
in.
You for clarifying. So the 9-10 winner plays the loser 7-8. Let's just assume that Orlando and us get in. We're either getting the Celtics or the Cavs. I just wonder, can we give – yeah, I mean, those are two loaded teams.
You think?
But, I mean, listen, we've played
– Stranger
we've
things
played loaded teams before. We didn't necessarily beat them, but we certainly made them great series. We're not at our best. I mean, Jalen Johnson obviously will be different when he's back.
Yeah, definitely a different story once you bring Jalen Johnson back into the fold. And Richey now has a full year under his belt, which, I mean, he is just – he's starting to really come into his own.
When we watch that Larry Bird episode tonight about the Celtics, let's see how they did things.
Yeah.
We can help the Hawks.
Just stop with that, will you? Listen, what are you most impressed with Richey when you look at his game?
It's so finesse, and he's just really starting to dig into his bag. Did you see the move the other night when he's coming up court on the break and he goes behind his back and just he's just really starting to get comfortable.
He goes behind his back and dunks.
Dunks, yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's just really getting
he's got
you can
a
tell
clean,
he's getting comfortable.
Well, like you can't Fran Tarkenton, famous interview we did years ago when he was talking about Michael Vick, and he goes, You can't coach accuracy. You can't coach accuracy, meaning Michael Vick will never be an accurate passer. Like either you have that hand eye or you don't. And that wasn't his thing, is to be a, 60% completion, 70% completion. It's the same as a shooter. You can give a guy 10,000 shots and you can't turn him into a shooter. Reese Shea can shoot from minute one. We can see that.
Yeah.
And he's only going to get better and better out there.
And has
right?
a great ability to stretch the floor, can create his own shot, can get to the rim.
He's a modern-day NBA player. And that's exciting. I mean, so, yes, the Jalen Johnson thing is hurting this team a ton. It's also progressing his career faster, Reese Shea.
Silver lining for sure.
Yes, because those are minutes. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Let me give you our three strikes questions. The favorite animated series or movie? Why? Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports, maybe The Ultimate Kiss.
Oh.
He's on Family Guy episode last Sunday because, what is it, Stewie, they open a pizza place and they're waiting for Portnoy to show up, and Portnoy shows up.
Hey, how you doing? Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports.
Wow, welcome, Mr. Portnoy.
Ah, come on, please, call me Dave. Mr. Portnoy is how I'm referred to in court documents.
Well, we are very excited for you to one-bite review our pizza, Dave.
Whoa, spectacular undercarriage, zero flop, I am hopeful. Oh, this pizza's amazing. Once I post my review, you guys will have a line from here to Boston filled with nothing but UFC fans and insurrectionists. Hey, how you doing? Dave Portnoy from Boston.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's hysterical. So, your favorite animated show of all time, or movie? Favorite animated show or movie all time? The best food that is, quote, homemade. The best food that is homemade. You follow what I'm saying there?
No. How do you want? Like my mom's meatloaf
like
that my mom's makes at home?
Like homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, different. Gotcha. Okay.
Homemade pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade, what are you saying, meatloaf?
My best mom's food. Meatloaf.
Well, like when Snit's like, this guy's in the back there making everything from scratch.
Yeah.
Right? What did he say? He like takes the order and makes the food. I don't know what it was, but he's still in my head. Brian Snicker talking about Marcello's in Sarasota. And then finally, a good town to move to for business or career, not retired to, a good town to move to. Josh Pastner's getting the Vegas job. He's going to be moving to Vegas, the UNLV job. Great place for kids. Nevada now has come up, hot suburb. Great place for career. So what's a great town to move to for your career? Is that a basic question? Does that make sense or not?
It makes sense how we, yeah.
Okay.
Like if you're going
like you to
move
be
your
relocated.
Family, we're going to have
yes.
it. Yeah.
You're going to be relocated. So do we phrase it that way?
It's too late. It's in the Twitter sphere.
The best food.
Good town to move to for your business or career, not to retire.
Yes.
Got it. They'll figure it out. People know. 404-726.
So hard on myself.
0929. You've had a rough morning, Larry Bird. We got you, playa.
I sent a text this morning. That could have been so much worse.
Oh, boy.
To my best friend. And I was like, come over. We'll watch this HBO series. This happens to be about
it's the
basketball.
Larry Bird episode.
And it went mistakenly to Day Day and Sandra.
Hilarious.
So you won't let me forget that one. You want to play the Caitlin Clark on Letterman?
Yeah. You guys watch that show. My next guest needs no introduction.
Depending who Netflix. The Letterman guest is.
So Caitlin Clark is coming, I believe it's April 7th, that Monday or Tuesday night. She's going to be the guest. And this was just part of it. She is intense, y'all.
Who taught you to dribble? Because you started when you were 5 years old.
Honestly, I probably kind of taught myself, but like I always wanted to be like my older brother, and I learned to ride my bike at maybe like 3 years old without training wheels, maybe 4 years old, but that was only because my older brother learned that day, and I was like, Mom, Dad, take mine off right now. I'm learning.
Wow. Yeah.
And I did.
Do we have another cut, or is that?
No, that's I just pulled it.
The cut about her, you sent it to us last night, of her talking about
Halloween.
Halloween was great, but Christmas, she's like, literally, I ruined another Christmas. Like, cards. She goes, I can't just play a normal card game and get along with everybody. We have a little, like, I know what she's talking about because there are certain people in the family. And my
friends of ours that you just can't play anything with.
Kimberly's family's big into poke and peg and cards, right?
Poke and peg.
And so, like, there are certain people in the family, it just, I'm not a huge card player per se. Unless it's at a casino and blackjack and I'm spending way too much money.
And we're screaming.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. But
she tells a story about Halloween, you guys, that literally she ran. Oh, she was so competitive with her siblings and other friends. She wanted to have the most candy. So she ran away from her father And her father, they're all at home looking for her. She comes in with the biggest bag. And she's
right.
like, yeah.
She's,
so,
by the
too
way,
bad. I got the most candy.
Having three kids, I know exactly what she's saying. She's sprinting house to house.
To get
she
it.
Said, mm-hmm. She said, I had to have the biggest bag. Like, literally, the expression now for the money is the bag. I need the, you need the bag, the big bag. She's like, I needed to win Halloween. So my dad lost me. Mom's like, you lost your daughter. She was bolting house to house. And she goes, I would show up and I'd have the biggest, I'd dump my bag out. But I mean, very telling. And she said, you know, I have to calm down because it's just everything is winning. Everything is winning. So I thought that was a great cut you sent us last night. The new, do you know who else are going to be guests on that Letterman show or not?
I don't know the whole season. Okay. Do you watch that show?
I watched the first season or two. I didn't think he was doing anything or interviewing anybody that I didn't think he interviewed as compelling as a lot of other folks out there that do better, right? I'd rather hear Conan O'Brien. You ever listen to his podcast? Conan O'Brien needs a friend.
Drew Butler told me to start listening to that.
I mean, you talk about a great podcast. Great podcast. That guy's super talented. All right. You understand what I'm saying? Let's play along. Give us your favorite animated series or movie, the best food that is, quote, homemade, and a good town to move to if you had to relocate, business, career. What would be a good example? I noticed on the that they were running spots. I don't know if it's on our station or the I think it was might have been our station, whatever, about Wisconsin. Like telling people like wholesome, great cost of living, great sports towns like Milwaukee, Green Bay, all this, like coaching people like this is a great place if you're thinking about, you know, because a lot of people leave in Florida too, trying to figure out where to go, right?
Let me tell you, Milwaukee, Wisconsin was one of my favorite road trips.
Underrated.
With the Braves. Pittsburgh. Food.
Pittsburgh
is good.
And Milwaukee, hugely underrated.
I agree with you. Milwaukee's one for me, for sure.
404-726-0929. That's a great ballpark, huh? In Milwaukee.
And when I was there, downtown. It was really brand new.
They
so
do a
fun.
Huge, Andy Rosenberg used to live. They do a huge music festival in the summer that goes on for days.
And there's beautiful weather and low humidity.
You know, the drafts in Green Bay this year, you know that, right?
Yes.
Hey, Alex in Atlanta, give me your favorite animated series or movie.
Of course, it's got to be Lion King.
The best food that is, quote unquote, homemade.
Gumbo.
Oh, good
Great
one.
Call.
Good one.
9 out of 10 gumbos at a restaurant. I'd say even more. 19 out of 20 gumbos at a restaurant are a fail. You agree?
I agree.
A good town to move to for business/career family.
Well, I'm going to say Atlanta, but we're in Atlanta, so I'm going to have to go with New York.
All right. Greg and Kennesaw, the favorite animated series or movie?
Maybe the OB, Beavis and Butthead back in the day.
Well, that's a great call. I don't know if that was the show, but think of those back in the day. South Park, Beavis.
Beavis and Butthead was so controversial, though. If you go back and watch it now, I'm like, God, that aired? Even Family Guy, I'm convinced FCC doesn't watch Family Guy.
The best food.
I'm sorry.
Best food that is, quote unquote, homemade.
Can I give you two steak? Chicken and dumplings and warm banana pudding.
Wow.
Ladies
banana
and gentlemen,
pudding.
That was excellent.
A good town to move to for business/career, family.
Yeah, first it came to mind, I think, from a banking standpoint, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Big banking town. Yep. Downtown's getting better. Cost of living pretty good, right?
Great call.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Anderson in Douglasville, favorite animated series or movie?
Lion King.
Best food that is, quote-unquote, homemade.
Peach cobbler with extra crust.
A good town to move to for business, career, family.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Daytona Beach. Okay.
I mean, maybe retired at Daytona Beach or I don't know. Is there a lot of business and career stuff happening?
Yeah, surfing. Surfing companies, braiding hair.
I'm going to give
jet skis.
Yeah.
Marijuana.
In terms of quote unquote homemade, I'd say meatballs and lasagna.
Perfect.
Right.
Yep.
You don't order lasagna at a restaurant. You let your mama make that. I know there's some good ones.
Sirico Fresco's
Lasagna?
Lasagna is...
Okay. Maybe we'll have it tonight when you come over to watch the...
Can't wait. Y'all, it's the Larry Bird episode.
Just stop it. Just stop it.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Day-Day. Andy and Randy are next. We're back tomorrow. Bye.
Jay, that's a tuner or something. Jay, look at it. Come on.